Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty radio show. You have with yours truly the Troubler of Israel, Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and again, I'm filling in for Bradley today. I appreciate the opportunity to do that, and as always, I'll let you know where you can find us online. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also follow Bradley on Facebook at Bradley Dean, that's Bradley double E, on Facebook, and Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, as well as sonsoflibertymedia.com, or excuse me, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. A lot of stuff going on. I'm kind of excited about the issue that I'm going to be dealing with today because I think it's one that needs to be said. And we'll get to that in the second segment. Bradley will join us in the last segment to kind of give us an update on what took place in California and let you know about the event. I believe it's taking place tomorrow night in California that he'll be at. But going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want you to make sure that you have your name in the hat for this Joshua MK5, which is an AR-AK hybrid semi-automatic rifle. There is not a rifle on the market like this one. There is not one. There are plenty of guns that claim they're AR-AK hybrids. This is a true one. This is the real deal. A lot of those are built off the AR platform. It has been completely redesigned. I spoke with Ryan yesterday, who is the designer of this weapon. It is a great, accurate weapon, and you will want to put your name in the hat for this. We're going to give it away on April 15th, tax day. Will be the last day that you can enter. At midnight, we're going to have a drawing. We'll make the announcement the day after tax day. And so you definitely want to do that. So head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down just a little bit on the right. You'll see a picture of it. Click on that. It'll take you to the entry form. There are several ways, not only with your email, but you can also do a couple of things, visit some Facebook pages and things like that, and you can have extra entries. So you don't just get one. If you want to jump through a couple other hoops, you can get extra entries in that, and your chances are pretty good winning it right now. So in God's providence, you might be the owner of a Joshua Mark V on tax day. Heading over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, let me let you in on a few of the articles that are posted now. I'm going to have some more that I'm going to be doing this evening after the radio show. But the first one to draw attention to is the Daily Caller. Many of you are aware of the online site, the Daily Caller. They have posted an article by a pro-Sharia Islamist there. And this is what he says. The U.S. Constitution is, in fact, the most Sharia-compliant constitution on earth. Now, he's not the first one to say that. Obama's former Homeland Security Advisor, Mohammed Elaberry, had said very much the same thing. So check that out there. And I think Pamela Geller and Robert Spencer do a good job of taking apart his argument and showing how he's misleading the people in much the same way we see that is going around the country by the Islamists today. Also check out forced blood draws, DNA collection, and biometric scans. What country is this? This is an article from the Rutherford Institute's John Whitehead. And I'm sure you'll find that very eye-opening. Also, at sonsoflibertymedia.com, contributor Suzanne Hamner, you'll definitely want to take a look at this if you're in the area of Newton, Georgia. And if you're not in Newton, Georgia, you'll definitely want to take a look at it anyway, because this is not the only place this is happening. While Suzanne is an registered independent, the point that she's making is the infiltration within the Republican Party, which most of us have known has been going on for a long time. It'll open your eyes. If you have any question about it, if you're still on this right-left paradigm kind of thing, you really need to check out her article. And she's backed it up with some screenshots, letter, and her own personal confrontation down in Newton this week. Also, we need more Roy Moores in America, and that'll be something that I'll be kind of covering. I'll be dealing with the issues going on in Alabama here concerning the redefinition of marriage to include those who engage in sodomy. We do need more men in government who will stand up. We do not need to take the advice of men who would tell us, oh, well, if you have a differing view of somebody who doesn't have authority to change the law, then you need to step down and allow them to usurp the law in order to exercise lawlessness. That just seems ridiculous. And so I agree. We need more Roy Moores in America. From Brian Fisher at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The gay disease, and I'm going to tell you, I hate the term gay. There is nothing gay about what these people engage in at all. In fact, the Bible tells us that they engage in things that are unspeakable. We shouldn't even have to be speaking about the things that they engage in. But the title of this article is The Gay Disease, which is referring to HIV and AIDS, is about to get very expensive for taxpayers. Brian goes and deals with what's going on in the UK, and you can bet your bottom dollar it's going to be happening in the U.S. too. And it's because we haven't dealt with the crimes that are being committed. That's why. This thing continues to go out of control, and the more we hear about it, the more we're going to pay as a society for it. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Ben Barak's What Every American Must Know, The Roots of U.S. Domestic Muslim Brotherhood Problem. If you're not aware of that, and I know you've been hearing a lot about Islam and such on the site, you need to check that out. You need to see the documentation of the Muslim Brotherhood, not in Egypt, not in the Middle East, in the United States. You need to see that. And quickly, over at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama vetoes the Keystone XL pipeline. Of course, as you heard in the break there at the news, many Democrats are ready to vote to override his veto. And finally, American sniper murderer Eddie Ray Ralph is found guilty of murder. Chris Kyle and Chad Littlefield. But is his sentence justice? Go check it out. I bring you to the scriptures. That's where we find a just and holy God, not only giving law, but giving just punishments. We'll be back in just a minute. We'll take hold of the issue of governors and the state of Alabama. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I want to take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's an article that I wrote just 2 days ago. Alabama governor throws Judge Roy Moore under the bus and succumbs to federal tyranny. This is something that's weighed heavy on my heart for a long time, and that is oftentimes we put the political problems, we put a face on it as Barack Obama. Now, there's a problem there, don't get me wrong. But that problem does not stand on its own. Barack Obama has not done what he has done without the complicit inaction of Congress. Do you understand that? Complicit inaction of Congress. There has not been one article of impeachment imposed upon him. Even now, with a Republican-controlled House and Senate, not one article of impeachment that has been written against him. In the same manner, there are things that go on at the state level. Because, remember, the Constitution calls for a Republican form of government. And that also is addressed at the state level. That's why they look very similar. Three branches of government. You've got a chief executive officer. You've got your executive branch. You've got your judicial branch. You've got your legislative branch. And they're supposed to keep each other in check so that there is no corruption. But now we're finding, not only at the federal level, but in many states, the corruption is in every one of these branches. And I think it's in large measure due to the fact that we get away from what God has said. And before I get into this, just take, for instance, things that I point out with homeschooling. The command from God is we're to train our children in the law of God, Deuteronomy 6. We're to teach them diligently the law of God. And when the people of Israel came in or were coming into the promised land, what was the word that was given there to Joshua? From Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may, what? Be under bondage, be under tyranny, No, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Isn't that amazing? And yet I hear many Christians appalled at the law of God, and they think that the law of God is some sort of bondage to them. It is a tyranny. It is not, friends. It's not. It is liberation. The law slays us, no doubt, because of our sin, but then it raises us up to walk in newness of life, to be conformed to the image of Christ. And what did Christ do? Did he disregard the law? Did he disobey the law? No, he fulfilled it. He fulfilled every aspect of it. And as Christians, those who name the name of Christ, we ought to be moving towards being conformed to the image of Christ, Romans 8. So think about that when I go through this issue concerning what's going on in Alabama. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley, who is a former deacon and a Sunday school teacher at a Baptist church, told a publication that he believes he must bow to a federal court's ruling which states that he cannot uphold Alabama's constitution, which is against the redefinition of marriage to include sodomy. I would never do anything to disobey a federal court ruling, he said. We're a nation under laws, Bentley said. We may not always agree with them, but we obey them. This is a guy who taught Sunday school. He was a deacon in a church. Check out the qualifications for a deacon, 1 Timothy 3. This guy is failing miserably just in the statements he's making and in the actions he's taking. Is this what the apostles Peter and John did when they were brought before the Sanhedrin? After preaching in the name of Jesus, they were commanded, don't preach anymore in the name of Jesus? No. They looked at these guys and said, wait a minute. If it's right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, you can judge that. We can't speak. We can't help but speak the things that we have seen and heard. That's what Peter and John said. Is it right to obey you over God when you're the ones who are lawless? That's why I sort of jokingly said, I'm the troubler of Israel in the introduction. Because Elijah did the same thing. All of the prophets did the same. They brought the law of God to bear against an unrepentant people and a rebellious people. They had forgotten God's law. And because they'd forgotten God's law, they started following after the ways of the nations around them. They started forgetting God. And instead of prospering, what did they do? They brought themselves into bondage, spiritual bondage, and then they found themselves in physical bondage. They found Nebuchadnezzar's army overtaking them and taking them into Babylon. They found themselves under the chastisement of God, the one whom they had forgotten and they had rejected and had followed after idols. So what is Governor Bentley done here? Well, he's basically taken the modern-day interpretation of Romans 13 and said, well, you know, God has put these people in an authority, and we should obey them no matter what they say. But the problem is that the scriptures declare that the civil magistrate bears the sword, and that is the means of punishment, the exercising of God's wrath here and now on who? Evildoers. And how do we define evildoers? There's only one place you can define it unless you're going to go to your own mind, and that is the scriptures. And God not only defines the evildoer, but he gives the just punishment for it. And I talk about that a little bit in the article I just wrote on the verdict of Eddie Ray Ralph. That's just one instance. There are many instances. And instead of us saying, getting behind Governor Bentley and giving him support and saying, hey, man, look, you are the governor of that state. The federal government has not been given authority in this area. They haven't. Let me just give you, for instance, the Ninth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. You get that? The rights of the people are not only enumerated in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but there are rights that are outside of that. And think about what they're called. They're called rights because of what is right. It is an authority. It is a liberty that we have as people. It's not something the government gives. It's not something the government is supposed to take away. It's something they're to protect. And so the civil magistrate is to punish those who are engaged in evil doing. In fact, Paul says that Christians shouldn't be afraid of the civil magistrate. He's not a terror to those who do good. So I got to ask you, if you're a person who buys into that kind of thinking that, well, we just follow whatever the state says, even if it's unlawful, then I have to ask you, why are you terrified? Why are you concerned when they go after Christian bakers or photographers or whoever businesses that sell flowers, when you have those engaged in sodomy who want to redefine marriage and want to force those Christians, your brothers and sisters, basically out of business because they won't give them what they aren't entitled to? Something is twisted in that thinking. And the church better repent, and she better get the text right. Wrong, I heard it said a long time ago. There's the terms orthodoxy, straight, sound doctrine, and orthopraxy. That's the practice that leads from that doctrine, from that thinking. That's what it is. Doctrine is nothing more than teaching. Teaching leads to how we think. If we think wrong, we act wrong. If we think right, we'll act right. And unfortunately, we've gotten away from that, and we want to soft pedal things, and the church wants to be more like the world, to be embraced by the world more than they love God and embrace what he has given them. Again, back to the governor, the 10th Amendment. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states or reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. Can anyone point to me in the U.S. Constitution where the states gave the authority for the federal government to redefine marriage? Anywhere? You can't find it. And the states don't even define it. The church does. The states just follow that definition. We'll be back in just a minute to continue.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Picking up where I left off, let me give you just a quote. And this was, from Russell Moore. He speaks for the Southern Baptist Convention on Matters of Faith and Public Policy. And Mr. Moore is one of those that I think has a wrong view of Romans 13 in light of all of Scripture. Here was his advice. Okay? As citizens and as Christians, our response should be one of both conviction and of respect for the rule of law. I agree. We should have that. Our system of government does not allow a state to defy the law of the land. In a Christian ethic, there is a time for civil disobedience in cases of unjust law. That's why, for instance, Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King Jr. went to jail. In the cases of judges and state Supreme Court justices, though, civil disobedience, even when necessary, cannot happen in their roles as agents of the state. Now, think about what this guy is saying. On one hand, he says we should have conviction and respect for the rule of law. Well, what has been the rule of law, Mr. Moore? What has been the rule of law? First of all, no authority is transferred to the federal government. Therefore, no law can be written concerning either sodomy or the redefining of marriage by the federal government. It wasn't given to them. It was for the state to decide. I read 9th and 10th Amendment. And the states were supposed to decide that based upon the Word of God. Plain and simple. It's pretty simple to understand. Therefore, if somebody comes in and they're issuing a law that is not in accordance with God's law, it is not law. It is lawlessness. So I call on Mr. Moore. Have some respect for the law and not lawlessness. Get behind the men who are going to take a stand, like Judge Roy Moore, who will say the law doesn't allow you to rule on this issue. And your ruling is irrelevant because you don't have any authority to rule because
the legislative branch didn't have any authority to write a law. In fact, many people have said, well, it's the 14th Amendment, the 14th Amendment. And frankly, folks, we can just get rid of that. It's irrelevant now. It was written for a particular time following the War of Northern Aggression, and it was so that the states could come back into the Union. Okay? We could just get rid of that. It's irrelevant to us today, and it's being twisted to allow for abortion and sodomy and the redefining of marriage. We could just get rid of it. It's irrelevant for today. It really is. But among those things, let me just give you this. Among those things, the judicial powers of the federal court have, here's the cases that they can hear. Okay? Pay attention. First, they can hear cases arising under the Constitution or the laws of the United States or treaties made under the authority of the United States. They can hear cases that affect ambassadors or other public ministers and consuls. Cases of admiralty or maritime jurisdiction or cases in which the U.S. is a party. And third, they can hear between several states, between a state and a citizen of another state, between citizens of different states, between citizens of the same state claiming lands under grant of different states, or between a state or its citizens and foreign states, citizens or subjects. This is not an issue to which the federal government is to speak. Marriage has no business being defined by the federal government. None. Again, it's defined by the church, who is the one entrusted with the truth. He gives the definition. The state recognizes that. And it recognizes those who are married. And I know there is this atheistic strain of libertarianism which completely disregards any bumpers. It becomes very anarchist. And they'll say, well, the state has no business in marriage. But then these same people will turn around and say, well, if there's a divorce, who's going to oversee that? Oh, that's right. We're going to call on a judge, aren't we? That's right. They're inconsistent with their position on this. The church defines it, and this is how things are laid out. And so when Judge Roy Moore takes this stand, and he's saying to the probate judges in Alabama, do not issue these marriage license to same-sex couples, he's not only standing on the law of God, he's standing on the Alabama Constitution. He's standing on even the U.S. Constitution, in that matter, because no authority was given to the federal government at that level. Matthew Tarawella, he's a pastor of Mercy Seat Christian Church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, has written a book recent, The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate. Now, I would encourage each of you to pick it up. One of the things he says is, what must be realized is that the rule of law in Western civilization was built upon the moral law of God as revealed in Scripture. You don't believe me? Go look at what our founders said about homosexuality, how they dealt with it. Go look at the state and the laws they had. They all appealed to Leviticus. Every one of them. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and type in founders and homosexuality and read my article on that. I list them. That's how they dealt with it. They actually stood explicitly on the word of God and their law. He goes on to say, so when you now have law made by men that is contradicting that, this is what I was talking about a minute ago for Mr. Moy, Southern Baptist Convention, men should not recognize it as true law. And men in positions of authority, like Bentley, should actually oppose such a court ruling. And I know what people are going to say. They're going to say, well, you're trying to do states' rights and stuff, and haven't we solved that? I mean, Lincoln was a tyrant, people. He abandoned the very document he took an oath for. Now, don't get me wrong. Slavery, the man stealing, all of that was wrong. But it was being handled. It was going to be done away with. It didn't need all of the bloodshed that came behind it. It really didn't. And the states didn't go to war over slavery. If you read Jefferson Davis's The Rise and Fall of the Confederate Government, if you read that, he points out the issue was never that. The issue was the usurpation of the creature against its creator, the state. And that was the federal government overstepping the bounds, breaking the chains that had been put on it, and doing something it wasn't supposed to be doing. That was the issue. And I agree with one writer. We need governors who will stand up to the federal government. Our governors in this country are so easily bought off with money for roads and highways and welfare programs and everything else. Look, I have to go no farther than across the line here in North Carolina to Governor Pat McCrory, who said he was against Obamacare. He gets in office. What does he do? Takes the money. You understand that, folks? But here's the thing. Governor Bentley isn't the only one. A guy who a lot of people are looking at for a presidential candidate, Scott Walker, did the same thing. There's a ruling against him on the issue of marriage, and he says, well, we're just going to have to follow what the ruling is. He claimed that he was, quote, powerless to do anything about it. Now, I'll give Scott Walker credit. He did some great things economically. But when it comes to the moral issues, why do we not have men that will stand just as firm? Because moral issues have economic consequences. You do understand that, right? Our moral issues have economic consequences. I don't want to get sidetracked, but if I can give you just one example, abortion would be one of those. Granted, Social Security is immoral. You can get mad at me all you want. I'm paying into it so I can speak out on it. From its inception, there were people getting money who weren't paying into the system. That means that every generation getting money is getting money from who? The people behind them. Always. That's always the way it's going to be. And because of that immoral decision, coupled with the decision to legalize unlawfully, of course, the murder of millions of children within the womb, there aren't going to be enough people to pay for that soon. Then what do you think is going to happen? You see the consequences, even economic, of moral decisions? That's what happens. So we need governors to stand up. My goodness. Quit with all the rhetoric. Bradley has talked about this with some of the guys in Congress, Darrell Issa and Trey Gowdy, who's from my state. We don't need more rhetoric. As one of my friends has said, conservative talk has been our poison. It's become this It's become this thing that sort of rendered us powerless. We think if we just, you know, cheer on the guy who gives the rhetoric but never brings the resolve to the issue, then, boy, that's really sticking it to the man. And that's not what it is. Governors in our country must understand the federal government has never been given the authority in the area of marriage. They need to stand for the law and not kowtow to every whim of lawbreakers. But this is what happens in a land that forgets God. They are turned into hell, Psalm 9:17, and the wicked rule over them, Proverbs 29:2. Stay with us. Bradley Dean will be with us on the other side of the break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Ted Brough with healthmasters.com. I'm also the sub-host on the Power Hour. Bradley's a man of integrity. He's got an incredible ministry. He goes all over the country speaking to high schools on constitutional issues. He's been featured in over 350 different high schools in 24 states. He believes that we should all follow the Constitution. I agree with him. He's also a very, very strong Christian.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
On the line with us, the Mr. Bradley Dean. The Mr. Bradley Dean, who is enjoying much better weather than I am here. How are you, brother?
I'm doing okay. It's actually 60, probably about 64 degrees here in the beautiful, sunny state of California right now. I'm actually outside of Living Waters, Ray Comfort's ministry right now, just waiting for him to make his appearing. But outside of that, Tim, nobody can complain, my friend. Nobody can complain.
Well, good, good. Now you got to hang out with some Patriots out there in California, but you also got to hang out with Alfonso, who did the little radio break there. Tell us about that last night.
That's right. We were actually in Escondido, California. After practice that a couple times over, Escondido, California. We did a tea party, packed house. We got to meet quite a few of our supporters, which was awesome, and they are great people. And outside of that, lo and behold, we get going here, and a couple minutes before we started, Alfonso Rachel, Zone Nation, you may know him as Zone Nation, shows up with this entire band, 20-pound sled. So they sat in the back row, and I pulled them up in the front to embarrass them in front of everybody, and boy, oh boy, did they fail the intellectual test like crazy in front of everybody. But no, it was a great night, Tim. It was quite a drive. When you're driving in California, it's not like you're in Minneapolis and it takes 10 minutes to go from suburb to suburb, it takes an hour or 2 hours to get to, you know, from point A to point B. So it is a huge state. In L.A. alone, there's 7 million people. But anyways, in saying that, it's great to be here. And tomorrow we're actually going to be in Bakersfield, California, and we're going to be doing a tea party there as well in Bakersfield. That one will start at 6 o'clock, and hopefully we're going to have a packed house there as well, but we'll see what happens. And I forgot to tell you, too, Tim, and listeners, this morning we actually had the opportunity to go in studio with Jesse Lee Peterson downtown Los Angeles, and that was quite a kick in the pants. So last night we get back into the room probably about 11, 11:30, and we get up 4:45 in the morning, go do another in studio, and then we come back to you, good people on the radio. So who complains?
I think that's great, man. I think that's great. You've been pretty busy then.
Well, we've been busy, and that's obviously why we're here. We're not here vacationing. Some people may look at it like that, but outside of the fact that we don't get any sleep and we're being spent in the purpose of what we're being called for, and outside of that, handing out tracts like crazy with the Ten Commandments on them, hey, you know, who can complain? I mean, we find our life where we lose our life, my friend, and there's no getting around that. And if people don't understand that, when Jesus said he who tries to save his life will lose his life, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. If you haven't partaken with that, friend, lose it all for his purposes. And I'll tell you what, you'll be spent for his purposes, and that will be the people. And it, simply put, that's where you find your life. And that's exactly what's happening here once again.
Amen. Well, that's what the Apostle Paul said, too. He said that he did everything he did. He endured all that he endured for what? The sake of the elect, right? It was to win the people of Christ. So yeah, I totally get that. So, go ahead.
Well, here's the deal, guys. We ask the Lord to give unto us the heathen as our inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth. Well, then once we ask, we got to remember that he's going to answer. And once he begins to answer, doors begin to open up, and you get the opportunity to go minister. So you just go there, and wherever he appoints you or sends you, as he opens the doors, and you just open your mouth and minister to the people, and that's really what it's about. And, again, that's what happened last night. That's what happened this morning, and hopefully that's what's going to happen again tomorrow in Bakersfield, California. Again, that starts at 6 o'clock, so we'd appreciate anybody out in Bakersfield, California to come out and fill up the place for us and introduce yourself if you're one of our supporters or listeners, and we would love to meet you. And outside of that, Tim, I will let you back at your radio show for the day.
Okay, brother. Thank you for calling in.
We thank you.
You
got it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, that's finally, Dean. If you're in the Bakersfield area tonight, 6 o'clock, go out and check him out. Who knows? Maybe Alfonso's band will follow him around there, and he'll get him up to play or something. Man.
You get 2 for 1 with that deal. I don't know. I don't know why he didn't do that. but getting ready to close out the show. For more on this issue, I want you to not only check out Matthew's book, I mentioned it, The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate, which you can get on Amazon, or you get a variety of bookstores. But also, one of my elders at my church, Michael Ware, he also contributes to Sons of Liberty Media, .com, published a book online. You can get it at Amazon. It's called An Everlasting Covenant, A Biblical Critique of New Covenant Theology. And it addresses a theology that is coming out that denies the law of God and claims it replaces it with the law of Christ as though they're two different things, and wants to talk about a law of love as though the law that was given at Sinai was not a law of love. If you read Deuteronomy, it talks about loving the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. His commandments are about our love. And why? Because he's first loved us, right? That's what John says. We love him not because we're such loving people. The Apostle Paul says that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. While we were in our rebellion against God, Christ died for us. And so these people are trying to overturn that. And that is some of the mentality that is creeping into the church, has been creeping in for a long time, this complete separation of Old Testament as though the God of the Old Testament is different than God in the New Testament, which is absolutely foreign to Scripture. It's foreign to 18 centuries of church history. In fact, it all started basically about 200 years ago. And Michael takes on that issue there in An Everlasting Covenant, A Biblical Critique of New Covenant Theology.
I don't know if I'll have time to repeat this, but I mentioned yesterday the issue that we're going to be out in Senator Lindsey Graham's office this Saturday, February 28th at 2 p.m. If you're in the area, you want to do something rather than just sit and bellyache and complain about what's going on. You want to take a stand. You want to take the first step towards actually bringing the law to bear upon our representatives, bringing them into conformance with what they're supposed to do. After all, look, they asked us for their vote, right? Now, I didn't vote for Lindsey Graham, but he is the representative here in South Carolina. They asked us for our vote. They're the ones who wanted the office. They're the ones who took the oath. And Senator Lindsey Graham has abandoned that. And I'll be addressing that on Saturday. I'd love for you to come stand with me. I'd love to be able to meet people of like mind. And as I said in my article, if you're one of these people who think you're going to shoot, then ask questions later and you're going to become violent and stuff, I don't want a part of it. You can just stay home. But if you're interested in doing things lawfully and dealing with those who have violated their oath, come on, be a part of it. I'd love to have you there. Love to meet you. That'll be at Senator Graham's office in Rock Hill Saturday at 2 p.m. Quickly, as we're running out of time, my hope is in all of this, of what I've been talking about governors, is that God would raise up godly people in authority to take these stands. The first is going to have to come, as I've said before. It's going to have to come at the local level. It's going to have to come from the church. And we can point the finger at the representatives all day long, but they're called representatives for a reason. They represent us. And so when we see them, turn the mirror around. Where are you? Where are you at in these issues? Do you just fuss and complain and shout and get angry? Do you just write some comments on a website? Or do you actually put some feet to what you're saying? What are you doing? Are you getting behind your governors and saying, we need to stand against this lawlessness? I support you. I wholeheartedly support you. Do we get behind our representatives and say, we need to stand against this tyranny? If you're not doing those things, if you're just attending rallies and you're just patting each other on the back saying, yeah, brother, amen, I agree with you, but you're not doing anything, what good are you? Jesus said that people like that, they're not the salt of the earth anymore. They're nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. It's about time the church grabbed its saltiness, yeah? It's about time the church became the light that she is supposed to be. She is not to be a whore. She's not to be an adulterer. She is to be faithful unto God. And sadly, sadly, so many churches and pulpits have become whores, and they've become unfaithful to God. May God grant us repentance. We'll be back with you in 23. Take care.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.